It's time for SidePod Chat. I'm not saying they're champions, I'm just saying they're there.
You are joining us today for a biannual SidePod Chat, as it happens to have turned out. The plan was for a weekly show.
Yeah.
Or maybe a fortnightly show
last
at worst.
Last time was June.
Yeah, plans haven't gone exactly as expected. However, we return.
Well, I don't think I was in the last one, so bonus.
Excellent. More Christine.
Yeah.
We are joined on this SidePod Chat by Christine.
Yes, hello.
Stephen.
Hello.
Lukey.
Hello.
Pat.
Hello.
Gavin.
Evening.
And Bassano.
Heya.
Wonderful. That is a full house for fast Formula One discussions.
So tell me about the show then. What do we do?
It's a 10-minute show. It's a 10-minute chat. We have a stopwatch. Do you have a stopwatch?
I do.
Oh, lucky you remembered it. We have a stopwatch. We set the timer going. We ask the question, and then we discuss Formula One for 10 minutes, and then we just go home.
Okay.
Just disappear into the night.
Who's got the question?
I don't have... Do you have the question?
Oh, I might have a question.
You've got the stopwatch and the question.
Yeah.
I'm sure glad you turned up this evening. Are you ready with the stopwatch, Christine?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready, callers?
Yep, yeah. Ready. Do it.
Christine, what is today's question?
Okay, well, it's a bit of a long one. It's a bit Amy-esque, so I'll just go into it. 4 years, the driver market has been based on Alonso, following him to and from Renault, but now he's settled at Ferrari. It's the second Renault driver seat that we're all concentrating on. So, who do you think will join Kubica at Renault in 2011, and what repercussions will it have for the rest of the grid?
Start that stopwatch, Christine. First question, Bassano. What do you think?
I'm going to... Who I think will join him at Renault, was that right?
That's is gonna
it's Petrov. Petrov's not gonna move. Who I don't want him to stay, but he's gonna stay. There's too much money. There's too much at stake. It's all political. He's not gonna move. I don't want it to happen. Sutil should be there. Let's move on.
Sutil should be there. Does anybody disagree with that?
The deciding factor is not who the driver should be, but who the owners are going to be. Because if Danny Behar buys a team, is he going to sell Lotuses into Russia? Or is he going to parachute a Malaysian driver in? Or does he have someone else in sight who's going to sell Lotuses in this country? So I think the problem is really the ownership will decide the driver.
Lukey, did you have something to say on this?
I don't think Sudo should be there. I don't think Sudo should be at Force India. Well, he's in the gravel trap half the time anyway. But Timo should be there, I reckon.
Oh, come on!
I'm not doing this just for RG. But Timo is awesome.
He just announced today he's staying at Virgin, though.
I know, but that's all lies.
You can't win Christine's rankings and expect to get a good drive next year. It just doesn't work that way. It's like the World Cup all over.
Oh, I think Kubica and who did I say Glock would be a really good team, I reckon. But it won't happen. But it will. But it won't.
Might happen next year.
Who do you reckon, Pat?
Well, I agree with Lukey. That's a good lineup. But what I think will actually happen is Petrov will come back, but it might only be for a part of the season. They might get someone else on standby, but I don't know who.
Nelson Piquet.
I don't know. I've lost track who their backup drivers are now. But
well, at the moment, I think don't they have Jerome and the guy that injured himself?
He's with Virgin, isn't he?
D'Ambrosio, has he moved to Virgin?
He was switching.
He's with everyone.
He did a test with them.
And you still have Hoping Tung. I'm assuming he's better.
He's
Hoping
off
Tung's going to. Yeah. Sorry, Pat. Yeah. Isn't that today? He might be the second driver at. Well, Pat can tell us which team.
I'm trying to remember.
I think it's Team Fast, which is a Tagliani team.
Renault need test drivers as well.
Yeah.
Renault need a lot, and most of it is money.
That might be why they're restarting their driver development program, or Eric was saying the other day. They want to restart the driver program.
Because they have no drivers. So at the moment, it is Team Kubica. So, okay then, Stephen, for the third driver at Renault.
Third driver at Renault. I think they've got to go find someone young who's got possibilities to take over when Kubica goes to Ferrari, if those rumours ever happen. I'm not really sure who I would who would have. Again, this comes back to the owners. If the French are still owners, are there any really good young French drivers around that they might take? I'm not sure. I mean, Hülkenberg might be an option for them if they can sort of sell him on the idea of Kubica being there for a season and then him taking over is their sort of hot choice. But if they're going to do that, then they may as well make him second driver.
Hmm. But presumably they need some money.
Well, Maldonado's taking all the money to with them, so they need to find some other less than hopeless driver who's got some money.
How do we think Petrov did in his first year for a rookie?
Yeah, I think Petrov tried well. He fought hard. He made lots of mistakes, but you know, you want someone to push it out there, do it. Don't go safe. And he messed up a lot. But
you said at the start of the show that though, Bassano, you didn't want him at Renault for another year. So how come?
I think he's a good driver. I don't necessarily think that it's going to work at Renault. I think he's going to get elbowed out unless it becomes a cash call. And unfortunately, it does come down to cash at the moment. I don't think he's... Next to Alonso, I wouldn't want to be sitting next to someone like that anyway. So,
Pat, agree or disagree?
I don't know. Yeah, he's had a good year. Well, it's the same sort of thing. He's driven well, but he's also pushed too hard, so crashed too much. So I don't know. Maybe I'd give. That's why I said half a year, because give him a bit more time to calm down. I mean, as they say, it's better to calm someone who's fast and crashes a bit, calm him down, rather than try and make a slow person fast. So I'd give him a bit of time. But
is it likely that someone is going to have to give him a drive because there's a Russian race on the cards? Maybe Bernie might want that to happen.
There is Marussia as well. Gavin, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I know some Russian people, and one of them actually is a Formula 1 fan. He has no idea who Petrov is. So I'm not entirely sure how much he brings in terms of coverage, although he's brought a bit of Russian money to the Renault team. I think the Grand Prix itself will bring more coverage to Russia. So I'm not, I mean, unless Marussia have a really big say in Virgin, which I think they're just a title sponsor at the moment, I don't think that there'll be elbow in Russia and drivers. But there aren't any other, I mean, how many other Russian drivers are there out there? There's one guy with a funny name that I can't pronounce.
Alishan.
And there's another guy in Formula 2, but I can't remember his name.
He's got a funny name like Abba Jibba Jabba Jabba or something like that. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
I don't know where he is. Where was he? Indy Lights, maybe, is he? Or is that someone else?
Yeah. So, well, his career's over already then.
Renault or something, anyway.
But yeah. I think the Grand Prix is going to bring... Well, I mean, Indy Lights. The Grand Prix will bring more exposure to the driver, so I think that'll be more important.
Can I make a...
You sign up a driver called Abba Jibba Jabba Jabba, by the way.
Lukey, we nearly lost you there. Just a thought, Lukey. The Renault second drive, a poison chalice? Would you wish it on anybody, really?
I'd let Petrov keep it. He's better than Grosjean, he's better than Piquet, so...
What were you going to say, Bassano?
I was going to say that... Is it a poison chalice? You know, is Renault about to self-explode? There's so many rumours, there's so many people that may or may not want to invest or may not. Will it just implode on itself? Will it be a non-team? Could it be the next Toyota, the next Honda? Will it be here next year?
Can it get any worse for them than 2009, though, really?
I think the team will still be there. It could be anyone owning it. I think if they go down the Russian route and try and use that, then keeping Petrov and maybe making Alesian the third driver makes sense. The other one that just occurred to me for a possible third driver on ability rather than on money is Marcus Ericsson. I really rate that guy. I think he could be good. But I think once they get nearer the Russian Grand Prix, Putin and Co will make sure that any Russian drivers there have got all the backing they need to get into good seats. So if they were able to tie up Petrov and Mikhail Alesian, then by the time the Winter Olympics happen and then the Grand Prix happens, that team could be in a position to take in an awful lot of money from Russia.
So who will be then the Russian A team? Will it be Renault or will it be Marussia?
Not a F1. It will. It has to be.
You think Lada are going to take over Renault?
Well,
why not?
They might not take over, but they'll be the title sponsor. So, ergo, there'll be Lada F1.
Oh, wow.
What's your next biggest Lada Russian oligarch that's willing to make money off Formula One? It's got to be a car company, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Lada was on the Renault car as a sponsor last year or the year before, wasn't it?
This year, yeah.
There is one minute left.
Yeah. So if you want to sell cars and you want sponsorship and you want big money, Lada F1.
You heard it here first, people. Anybody disagree with that?
It worked quite well for Renault.
Well, I mean, Virgin is sponsored by a car company that doesn't make a car. They've made a concept car.
Yeah, so. But Virgin sponsor brides, so, you know.
tell us more about the Marussia car, because I don't know too much about it.
It's a concept car, that's it. It's the same as these, same as the Danny Bihar Lotuses, or Lotai, or whatever. They are show cars at a Geneva or whatever, and they haven't made a single production car yet. So, I mean, if someone could tell me where that money's come from, I'd love to know, because...
Yes. I would guess it's your typical Branson deal where there's no money changing hands, where they're actually Virgin are putting that name on their car, and in return Branson's getting something somewhere else.
But John.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
Lada F1 2012, I'm telling you.
No, it won't.
That might be the 10-minute warning.
Yeah.
John Booth did say that they're going to get more money from Marussia or something similar. Though.
I'm not saying they're champions, I'm just saying they're there.
I don't like the name Lada F1.
well, seeing as Skoda have conquered rallying in IRC this year, I suppose it's plausible, but...
There we go.
Lada went into touring cars and gave up after 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Skoda's been winning rallying, certainly class-wise, for 30, 40 years.
So I think the answer is Renault, we don't know.
And on that note, that is a great way to wrap up the show. Thank you, everybody.
We are unanimous on that.
Peace and love.
Thank you for joining us on this call. Thank you, Christine, for the questions and the timing. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Lukey.
Thank you.
And thank you, Pisano.
Bye, folks.
We will hope and aim and desperately try to do this more than twice
yes.
in 2011. Maybe one more before the end of this year. Cheers, all. Cheers.